I do look like Steve Urkel. It's the glasses.
Okay, wait. Do you know, Micah said, I used to think she was the girl Steve Urkel. Not in a mean way. He just said, he said, oh, when I was little, he legit thought you were.
Myrtle Urkel.
Maybe.
I get that all the time. People on the plane be like, you know who you look like? I'd be like, say it and I push eject.
Oh, but I like Myrtle.
Say it and I will call the local authorities upon landing.
She was one of my favorites.
Please, don't try me.
Well, he looks like Steve Urkel.
He do low-key, but now he's looking more and more like your brother. So.
Yeah, he was Steve Urkel 1 year for Halloween.
That's cute.
Dead ringer.
That's cute. What's up, guys? You're watching Kicking It with Keish. My name's Keisha Carter, and this is season 4 of my podcast. Man, have you guys missed a lot. Mm-hmm. Sitting next to me is literally my sister from another mister, and I'm not talking about my father, Brianna Turner.
Hey, guys. What's up? Right.
So, today is episode 1 of season 4. And just to let y'all know, season 4 is going to be a lot of controversial, soul-touching, making sure we know ourselves, healing type of conversations. Because 2020?
A mess.
It was wild. Like, it was a lot of blessings, a lot of growth, a lot of pain. I learned that I have anxiety issues.
Is that right?
Yes. 2020, I had 3 anxiety attacks.
Oh, my.
2020 alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. First one was in March when I stopped flying.
Wow.
Due to COVID. And it was like me realizing I was going to have to be on the ground.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
And I was taken out of my fly element. So it's like I can't fly. Oh, I gotta be on the ground for a while. Oh, I can't travel. I gotta get
some. And what are you gonna do?
Cabin fever hit quick.
That's rough.
Today, our business highlight of the episode, business promotion, because you know we always gotta have one, because I love promoting local businesses. Here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, there is a man named Cody Turner, and he has an amazing business called Stroke of Genius Media. Brianna's gonna tell you what he does.
Yes. Okay, you guys. So I know this dude, Cody, pretty well. Okay. And he's very, very good and talented at what he does. So basically, he does all things web development. He does web design, graphic design, photography, videography. Mm-hmm. He does music production.
Yeah.
Anything media related that you can think of. He does logos.
He is for sure an amazing.
He does everything, and he's really good.
Please be on the lookout for the Kicking It With Keish website, because he is going to
be doing it.
In charge of it and getting it together. So, yeah, Stroke of Genius Media. Go to StrokeOfGeniusMedia.com. Here are the social media tags at Stroke of Genius Media. It's not hard to find. His name is Mr. Cody Turner. Tell him Keisha and Bree sent you.
Yes.
Now, today's episode is our Galentine's Day episode. Not Valentine's Day, but it's with my gal. So it's Galentine's Day. Apparently that's a thing I just found out.
I was just about to say, I'm not going to, you know, put out there that you just learned what Galentine's Day is.
Like, but 30 minutes ago.
Carry on, no girl. It's all right. Didn't know.
I was like, what's Galentine's?
What do we say?
Your gal. I was like, okay, bitch.
Yes, it's just a celebration of female friendship. That's it.
And we're going to have an amazing conversation.
Yes.
And it's not just about females. So, men, if you're listening, please listen up and take ear, because there's a lot of gems in this episode.
For real. I feel like, man, we should have had a glass of wine or something.
We should have. I got water.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I only have Hennessy.
Okay, just to a little slight plug. I do not like Hennessy. I will drink it, but I don't like it because it just reminds me of slave water. Like that's what it tastes like.
What?
It tastes hard. It tastes like depression. Hennessy tastes like a sad story. Like it hurt. Hennessy tastes like
you.
Ow.
It just tastes like owl.
Have you ever been to somebody's section in the club, take a shot of his, be like, oh, ah.
No, I have not.
See this?
I have the opposite effect. It'd be good.
Nah.
Y'all like Hennessy.
Can't do that cognac.
Hey, can we ask them, can you put in the comments, do you like Hennessy?
Do y'all like Hennessy? Let me know how y'all feel about Hennessy, and I'm going to read the comments about y'all.
No doubt. It is very...
slavish.
Ethnic.
Who made it? The celebratory African-American liqueur. Like, who... I mean, it's not even a liqueur, but the cognac. Who made it? The celebratory African-American liquor. It's like, they make so much money off of African Americans because we praise Hennessy. Get that hen dog.
We like.
No, don't give me that. Don't give me
Hennessy. Okay, so then, if you had a drink, then what would it be?
Okay, so my drink is
some clear watch.
Grand Marnier. I live clear in college. My drink is Grand Marnier and Sprite. If my sugar is okay, if my blood sugar is level, I can drink Grand Marnier and real Sprite. If my sugar is not leveled and it's a little high, but I'm, you know, still having to drink with my insulin pump on,
mm-hmm.
Grand Marnier and seltzer.
Okay. That's cute. Hen and gin. Hennessy and ginger ale.
Girl, I don't know why I thought you was mixing gin.
No, that's what we call it. Hen and gin.
I'm not drinking that.
If I'm on a flight, it's Jack and gin.
Okay, so Jack and gin is amazing.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Jack Honey and Bailey's.
Jack
on
Honey.
Ice and Bailey's.
And Bailey's.
Jack Honey's and Bailey's.
Nah, I've not had that one.
It's a good little nightcap sip.
I've had Jack Honey on ice.
That's heavy. I need a mixer.
Okay. She's a sweet one. When you get in your 30s, you'll find very soon here.
I got 6 months, y'all.
That the stronger the drink, the better.
We're going to tackle that on the next episode. Turning 30.
Ooh.
The stress of turning. The pressures of the turning 30.
Far and I don't even remember it.
Back to this one. So we've done our business highlight. The topic of our episode is Don't Bleed on Me. I know what you're thinking. You're so off. We're going to let you know.
We're going to take
a literally like a 10-15 second commercial break. So don't leave us. Stay right there. Hear a cute little commercial about Anchor. Start your own podcast. And we'll be right back on Kicking It with Keish. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, to Kicking It with Keish. My name is Keisha Carter, and this is my guest, Miss Brianna Turner.
Yes, yes.
As well as, before you do anything else, I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the episode, subscribe to my podcast on all podcast platforms. Subscribe to my YouTube and my TikTok, Instagram. Find me on Twitter at InstaKeish, InstaKeesh. That is my name across all platforms. And this is?
Yes, my name is Bree, and I don't do the whole like social media thing. It's very private, but I have a podcast as well.
Yes.
It is called Together We Serve.
With her and her husband. Guess who her husband is?
Y'all remember that guy from before?
It does a lot of great things with media.
Yes. Myself and Cody, we have a podcast and it is.
It's amazingly dope.
It's very raw and real, y'all.
It's amazingly dope.
Yeah.
My favorite episode is the We Cheated or I Cheated episode.
Oh, my gosh. That is our most listened to episode.
I fell out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the second episode was the one he did with your brother.
Oh, yes.
That was very interesting.
That one was
like, okay.
Male perspective. Very good. That one was a good one. Yeah.
Granted, he was not the man. People grow. And your brother is not the man.
Okay, we got to get into it. Let's get into it.
How
yeah.
we know each other, okay? Me and Bree know each other because when I said she's a sister from another mister, and I wasn't talking about my father or her father.
Anyway, right.
Neither of our fathers. I used to date her brother. And this was like back in 2008, 2009?
Yeah, had to be.
Since then, like, we've been thick as thieves. It's really no getting rid of me. There's no getting rid of her.
There's not. And everybody's moved on.
Yeah,
and everybody is mature.
Matter of fact, yes.
And you know?
A lot of growing, like I just said.
Yes, he's married.
Yes, congratulations to the Rileys.
Yes. And so, I don't know. Out of all of my brother's exes, like, Keisha's just the one. But, you know, we were cool before you and Anthony started dating.
We were.
Right?
And we
met through church or something.
Yeah,
through
some church, because we did full gospel.
Yes.
So, yeah, we did full gospel back when I was the praise dancer and I was retired.
Yes.
And her husband Cody had a mime team.
Yes.
And since then I've retired, but that's how we met each other at first. And then her brother randomly met each other at a party and found that they were siblings. And
the rest is just history. Yeah. We've always stayed in contact. We've always been cool. Like,
and there's never any bad blood.
Ever. Never.
No.
It just is what it is.
Yeah, so there's no awkward energy.
No, never.
And then considering the fact that I am adopted, God really does place people in my lives that become family. Yeah. And Bree and her family are literally a group of those people.
We're family.
Including her brother and his new wife.
Absolutely.
And their family. So,
yeah.
It's all good blood over here.
Absolutely.
Now, the weirdest gift that you've ever gotten on Valentine's Day, Bree.
Well, you go first.
Okay, so my weirdest gift that I've ever gotten on Valentine's Day is also my favorite gift that I've ever gotten on Valentine's Day.
Huh.
And it sounds weird. No. I take that back. It's my second favorite gift.
Okay.
My second favorite gift, but it's the weirdest gift I've ever gotten.
Okay.
I was dating this guy, and I mentioned one day during Christmas about the Christmas story.
Yeah.
I was like, I want a Red Ryder BB gun.
I know you lying.
And then a couple months later for Valentine's, I'm unwrapping this long box. I'm like, I could have no clue what this is. And he had gotten me a Red Ryder BB gun from the Christmas
story. And you loved it.
Man, say. My mama hid it because she a hater.
Good.
Ain't no guns in my house.
Good, Susie. Good. No.
Can't find a gun to this day.
Good. That's weird. That is so weird.
I was trying to teach my niece how to shoot squirrels, and that's where she got mad.
What's wrong with you?
It was in the backyard, but we were in Texas. Texas is open carry.
Yeah, we could do that out here.
It was a BB gun. It wasn't like, you know, a nine or nothing.
I'm just saying. That's weird. That is
You're not
weird.
Wrong, but they were in the backyard, and whatever. Whatever, that's my weirdest gift.
Wow. Now I don't... My weirdest gift is not even really weird. I'll just say unique.
Okay.
How about that? The most unique... I won't even say gift. I'll say gesture, even, was from Cody. And we come home. So we don't do Valentine's Day, he and I. Like, he does Valentine's Day with the girls. Mm-hmm. With our daughters. And so I came home and balloons were covered all over the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of dope. I was like, you walk in and you're like, what is it? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like a movie.
Yeah.
So that was the most unique gesture he's done. But he's just a great gift giver. So I haven't, and y'all have been married for so long. I just can't recall.
How long have y'all been married?
13 years.
That's older than my youngest niece.
13 years we've been married, and y'all, I can't recall anything too much.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Before that.
Shout out to all you married couples out there.
Shout out to you.
But.
Yet.
Thought of wrapping my head around actually dealing with somebody genuinely.
Yeah.
He putting up with my nonsense. I'm putting up with his nonsense, literally through thick and thin, better or for worse, sickness or through health, through COVID, death do us part.
And a whole bunch of stuff in between.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's
like, ooh, exciting.
But that has not even scratched the surface of what you will go through. But it's not all bad. Like really and truly, and I'll just say this, I did not, Cody and I, our story is quite unique, right? But we got to a place to where we became friends, and we weren't always friends. We were actually enemies while being married for a very long time. Like, hated each other, like, just because we didn't understand marriage. We, you know, no, you're supposed to do this. Well, you know, you're supposed to do this, and you just don't get it, right? You just don't know any better. We hated each other, like, but we stayed married. But we got to this place of friendship that really changed everything for us. And that just changed the game for real. So if you marry your best friend, you will be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I really and truly believe that if you marry your best friend and if you keep Christ at the center, there is no way you will fail.
And being friends is really important.
It is.
Being friends, because you can legit, not technically fall out of love, but love can be put by the wayside.
Yeah.
If you don't if things get out of hand.
Yeah.
You got to remember that this is still my friend.
Absolutely. And that love mess, listen, let's just be real. That stuff runs out real quick. Like, all of, yeah, you know, like all of that, I'm in love and oh, I get butterflies when I, no.
I get butterflies. 2 years later, my stomach hurts.
Right? Absolutely. No.
Walking door, now I'm mad.
No, for real. It's like that. So, yeah, but there's ebbs and flows and it's all good. You can do it.
Now, granted, our episode is titled Don't Bleed on Me. Relationship, you know, trials, tribulations, and lessons.
Stuff.
When we say, right, when we say don't bleed on me, we mean the definition of don't bleed on me is don't make me pay for somebody's past mistakes that they've done to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I can help you heal. If you have not, if you go into your next relationship and you have not healed fully, but you know that this is the person you want to be in a relationship with, they can help you heal. Just don't bleed on them. I can help you heal. I can help you heal from, I can help you with your trust issues, because I got to gain your, you don't just automatically have somebody's trust and then, you know, whatever, trust issues.
Okay.
I can help you through insecurities, because that's what your significant other is supposed to be there, you know, supposed to do as part of a relationship. If you have insecurities or issues, I'm supposed to be there to help you with that. You're supposed to be there to help me with mine.
Okay.
So, insecurities, help me out.
Well,
other relationship stuff.
Just stuff. I like to believe, and nobody is completely healed from anything, all, you know, right away. But can you be just a little bit healed from all of that and helped through all of that before you come over here?
Yeah,
please,
a little bit. Like,
please
consider yourself like in a progressive state.
Yes, you working on it.
Thank you. You have to be working on it. Please do not go into a relationship having no positive thoughts of healing from your trauma or healing from whatever has happened. Whether it was a past relationship, family issues, other issues and hurt and pain, don't do that.
Well, yeah, because truthfully, yes, I can help you through that, but I have my own stuff, right? Like, there's no way that I don't. And we're trying to build a relationship, and we're trying to get to know one another, maybe in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be a little bit healed before you even get into a relationship, I think is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not fair to make
somebody else pay for it. Yeah.
Pay for what somebody else did to you.
No, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Right, I'm in a relationship with you, but I don't trust you. That's not fair.
Yeah.
You don't trust me because of what somebody else did to you.
Right.
I didn't do that.
Right, right.
And that's the quick, making somebody, it's like, granted, I would pay for your food at any time of the day if you need to be bailed out.
You famous and stuff, and you could do that. Thank you.
I'd rather you not hold me accountable for what somebody else did to you.
Right. No, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I think that, and I don't like to be so sexist, but let's just be real. That's just what I'm going to do. Women, we do that a lot. I think we do that. Men do it too.
I was about to say, huh? Not just.
No.
Not just
men absolutely do it. But women, because we're emotional, and that's the way Christ made us, right? Mm-hmm. God made us emotional for a reason, okay? Not the reason that we be emotional for most of the time. Most of the time, we extra just because. I just want to be extra.
What's wrong with you?
But we are emotional, and I think that there are a lot of times when we tend to do that more than males. I really do.
Yeah.
Now, but you men's.
Okay, so let's talk about men.
Mm-hmm. Because you talk like you know.
Men heal.
Uh-huh.
Or they deal with hurt and pain way worse than women do. Women heal easy. Not heal easier, but we know how to cope with pain and.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're built for it tough, for sure.
Listen,
like,
listen.
We got to bounce back.
Nurturers, we will nurture
absolutely
ourselves. We will be nurtured and back to, you know, trying to get into a normalcy. If a man catches a cold, he is down for the count. And the same goes for if men get sick, if their feelings get hurt, if.
It's the end of the world.
Trauma. Yeah, it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And so, guys, please do not, you know, try to date around or try to go into a relationship and blame your future significant other, your current significant other, for something that happened to you in the past, because you don't want to let that hurt go.
Right, right. That's true.
That's the quickest way to get somebody to push away from you.
It
then
is.
Then I am not going to stick around, and I can't get treated like I deserve to be treated because you don't want to heal from your past.
True.
Like, it's either one or two things. I'm going to have to stick around, or I'm going to not have to. A woman is going to choose to stick around while you figure out how to treat her, and if you want to be, you know, not blame her for what happened in your past and grow forward in you two's relationship, or she is not going to stay.
And a lot of times, you know what, when you have to, when you blame somebody else for your past or whatever, like, let's say, you know, your former significant other was a cheater, mm-hmm. okay, and I come into the relationship and I put that on you, and I'm not even thinking about that, and for whatever reason, we sometimes do this, a lot of times, it becomes, well, I'm just going to do that. You think I'm doing that anyways, so I'm just going to do it. That's, and the then, toxic. Mistake.
Yeah, that's very toxic.
So toxic.
That's very toxic. Now, granted, if you, and this is not even putting it on male or female.
Yeah.
You as a person used to be a player in your past life before you got into this relationship.
Yeah.
And you are faithful to this new relationship that you are in.
Yeah.
If they are blaming you for something, it is not your place to be like, I'm being blamed for it anyway. Might as well go do what I'm
might
being
as well do
for.
It. No, yeah.
No, that's toxic. And you are need to think of yourself as growing as a person.
And it happens way too much, yeah. But it is absolutely toxic. And then a lot of times, you know, relationships and stuff will break good relationships. Like, yeah. Just because you go through something like that does, yeah. Not mean you're not in a good relationship. You know what I mean? Like, it just means that there's some healing that needs to take place. And sometimes there is some times where I need help. Help me through it, right?
Understand that people... relationships are work, okay? It's not, like she said, love runs out, and even when you find out you're in love with that person,
yes.
Being in love with somebody is the hardest hit ever, because now it's like, I love this person, so now I literally have to, I'm choosing to deal with what they come with.
Yeah.
And if you're going to love somebody, love all of them. Don't love, yeah. Pieces of them.
Yeah.
Go into a relationship, like, oh, I just like how they do such and such, but I don't like, relationships are work. Communicate. I am the first year of my relationship with my boyfriend, and the lesson I have learned,
aww.
One of the lessons I've learned, the hardest lessons about being in an actual relationship, because Anthony was my last, like, I wouldn't say adolescent relationship,
uh-huh.
Before I became an adult.
Yeah,
Anthony,
yeah.
Was my last relationship.
Okay.
And so, this is my first adult grown-up relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And communication is what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that in my past, this is what I had to let go. Humble, open, hot, and transparent moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I had to learn that, Keisha, you cannot shut down like the cancer you are and,
yeah.
Just go into your shell when something is wrong, because that doesn't fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is harbor the emotions.
That's
even
right.
Though you may get over it, it's still that problem sitting in the closet.
Yep.
And so when you keep throwing problems in the closet, avoiding them, that closet's going to get too
pile
full
up.
That door's going to,
yep.
Pop open.
Yep.
All of that stuff's going to spill out. Now you got a big mess. When you,
it's
could,
true.
You could have fixed this mess. You could have opened your mouth and said something.
It's
and
true.
Men can't read your mind. Not even men. People can't read your mind.
Yeah.
So if I don't know what you're mad at, or if I don't know if something I did bother you, how am I supposed to know how to fix it?
Right. I agree with that. And two, and again, I'm stuck on, like, relationships ending and marriages ending and things like that. Sometimes it's because of communication. If you just stop assuming, you know, what you think I mean,
mm-hmm.
And just ask, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then stop assuming they don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, there's so much that gets lost in translation. Even today, after 13 years, we still go through that, and we have to stop and be like, okay, hold up.
Yeah.
Reset. Like, get back to the basics. That's all it is.
You have to be open to those tough conversations in relationships.
Ugh.
Because they are going uncomfortable.
Yes.
Tough conversations,
yes.
Are going to be necessary.
Absolutely.
Because if I don't know how your clock ticks, if I don't know what makes you go, what makes you stop,
mm-hmm.
I don't know you. I can't love all of you if I don't know you in such manner.
Very true. I agree.
What's the next point we had? Mind you guys, this episode is absolutely unscripted.
Unscripted. Unplanned, really.
We just I called her earlier.
About something completely.
About Disney Plus putting Whitney Houston and Brandy's version. Oh, no, the Rogers and Hammerstein's version of Cinderella.
The Brandy version. She had it right. Carry on.
Boom. The queen. The queen, may she rest in peace. And heavenly joy to the world.
Oh my.
Whitney Houston, along with Brandy. I called, I was like, that's on this. That, what streaming service is that on? Because I knew she knew, because we love that movie. And she was like, he should not come out to December 12th. And I was hurt.
February 12th.
February 12th. Where I get December from?
I don't know. We're not back. Don't take my me
bad.
Back.
My bad. I'm not trying to rush the year.
Father. Don't take me back to 2020.
February 12th. And so I had to do a little skit today about how I was hurt about it. Impossible.
Because you thought it was today.
I did. And I was hurt. I was ready. I was like, we're.
She said, niece, dang, there go my Saturday.
My niece is 12. She just turned 12. And she's never seen that version.
Oh,
and
that's so sad. I was so like, we're watching sad.
It. Because I'm in town. I was like, we're watching it. And she, Disney Plus, you.
No, not yet.
So, hey, Brandy, if you're watching, if you catch this before the 12th, please, early release. Early release. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Early release.
I'll go to YouTube and watch it. Listen. I love that one. The diversity of that one.
Got any more points you want to make?
No, we talked about it all.
Yeah. Pretty much don't make somebody pay for.
So I guess on this Galentine's Day or Galentine's season episode, right? We could leave you if we had to leave them with 5 tips. For the single person wanting to get into a relationship, mm-hmm. What would they be?
5 tips for the single looking to be.
5 safe. Tips or just points of, you know, just advice. Yeah. What could we say to you? One, we already said, and this is number one, really, communicate.
Yeah.
Communicate. Listen, if you see somebody across the room and whatever, and don't do that. Oh my God, do they? I wonder if they still do that whole like looking at each other, that biting the lip, that what's up? Right? Do they still do that? I wouldn't even know, child. I would be like,
yeah, I'm so awkward.
So, do you want to like what is it? Are we?
Sup? It's me. Hey.
Right. Go over there. Communicate. Go get what you want.
Yeah, you got to speak up.
Speak up.
Second point. Being uncomfortable is necessary for growth.
Facts.
So whatever bad habits you may not know you had, get ready.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to come to the light because you may or may not be with somebody that's like, I don't like how you do that.
That's right. And speaking of come to the light, number 3, be honest.
Ooh.
If that person, let the person choose whether or not they want to deal with whatever it is that you have, any baggage, anything that you have.
Yeah.
Be honest and give that person a choice.
The worst thing you could do is lie to me and choose, and it's like forcing me to put up.
Exactly. So I'm right.
It's not fair.
Give me the choice, and then you never know. So now because you lied, I don't want to. But had you been upfront, I might have. Entertained the idea. And do you know what I'm saying?
Who wants to keep up with all them lies? Like, if you lie about something little, next thing you know, it'll turn into the biggest lie of your life.
It will be.
And now you gotta keep up with that lie.
That's the truth. Keep the lie alive.
Now you gotta keep up with that lie. And then you gotta remember the details. Man, listen, I ain't got time.
That's too much.
This is what I did, and this is how I did it.
Just be honest.
You wanna deal with that or not?
Just be honest. And then I would also say, you know what? This generation, our generation, don't be so quick to just give up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want a, like, 30-something year marriage like my parents had. You know what I mean? Like, don't give up so quickly. Now, be smart.
Please. Because, listen, let me, from experience, from a year recently single experience, today's dating world is polluted. It's trash. The dating era of the dating era of our generation of today's day is very toxic. It's a lot to either like we talking, but we not together. So I can't tell.
Right. You, no labels and all of that stuff. Really yeah.
No. That's
silly.
And we don't serve a God of confusion. We just serve a God. We serve a God of structure and order, not a God of confusion.
For real.
So. Yeah, no, the dating world out there is trash. So when you find someone that is genuinely ready,
Be
ready to go through those tough conversations and those hard times.
Yeah.
Okay, all that.
Yeah.
And then
this would be more than five, because I was going to say, be realistic.
Yeah, you got to be realistic.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to let go of, like I said, the old habits and relationships.
Yeah.
Cause you to, like, really self-
Yeah.
Become self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I didn't know I did that.
And then, too, you know what? Sometimes as women, we fall into the whole, because we said Cinderella, and I was just thinking fairy tale. That fairy tale.
Ooh. Listen.
Listen.
Prince Charming.
That might last on your first date, and then that is it. Your first few dates. But let me tell you something. Be realistic. Mm-hmm. The fairy tale does end. It doesn't mean love ends. Doesn't mean you won't have fun with that person. It just means everything is not a fairy tale. Like, life is for real. Yeah. Like, reality hits.
Yeah.
Whether you're married or whether you're dating. So be realistic with your expectations, too.
To piggyback off of being realistic, for sure, do not present someone with something you can't keep up with.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Don't present someone with a version of you, with an unrealistic version of you. Like, if you got that girl by saying good morning, beautiful, every day, or if you got that girl by doing specific things, I said it right, I thought I said Pacific. I was about to be embarrassed.
No.
I said it right the first time. If you got that girl or that man or that woman by doing specific things the first time, and that's one of the things that, you know, reeled them in, please continue doing that.
Do it. Don't
because
stop.
You've been calling her gorgeous and beautiful and, you know, uplifting her this whole time while y'all was dating. You finally asked her out and she said, yeah, now y'all in a committed relationship.
Right.
And then the good morning text stopped.
That's right.
Or the compliment stopped. Or the level of...
That's good.
Get to know this person stops. It does not stop at titles.
Mm-hmm.
Like the boyfriend, girlfriend title, that's not where it stops.
Yep.
You don't go from, oh, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
That's real cute. And then hop into marriage.
Yeah.
It's in between.
That's good.
It's in between. It's Mike Tyson, Ali, and it's
keep it
especially
real.
With a panorama going on. Oh, man. This pandemic.
With a what?
A panorama. This panorama pandemic.
Honey, it's a whole mess.
And then you in a relationship? Ooh. What I found out is a lot of people that are in relationships, either were in the relationship before a pandemic or got into the relationship right before the pandemic hit or whatever.
Yeah.
They have learned so much about their others.
Yeah.
Whether married or whatever the case may be, just dating, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic has had to make you sit down and be still.
Mm-hmm.
So why we gotta be around each other. So we learning. That was fast me to learn that about you. Well, I didn't know that about you. You realizing a lot. And y'all parents realizing y'all's kids is really bad at school.
For real.
But I don't work here.
But you know what's so crazy? Oh, don't, because I work for the school district I work at a high school.
You can't pay me to be a teacher. Every year I do a career day, I gotta repeat myself 6 times. Not doing that for a living.
But you know what? I was just thinking through the pandemic, too. Like, we didn't experience that. Like, we didn't, because I, of course, when it first happened, they closed school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was home with the kids. And then Cody was youth pastor at a church. They didn't close.
The church?
The church closed, but the office did not.
Okay.
So he kept working through it because, I mean, they were just the church staff was working. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't go through that, but I'm very curious. I wonder how we would have handled that.
Listen, I, for one, in my coming up on a year relationship, for y'all that have been following my story, y'all know, we dated back in 2015. We met on Tinder back when I first moved to Houston.
Y'all met on the Tinder.
We met on Tinder. And this
I didn't
was
know
before
that.
Tinder was like one of those sex hookup sites.
Okay.
We literally met and had an, we dated. We had clear intentions on dating each other. It just didn't work. Not he and me, whatever. It just didn't work, but we remained friends. And years later down the road, he hopped in my DMs and was like, hey, are you still single? And I was like, yeah. And he was clear with his intentions. I want to take you out on a date, and I want, you know, us to start dating. Then a couple months after that, again, for y'all that's been following my story, y'all know, he was very clear with his intentions, and he was like, I texted him one day, and I was like, hey, what you doing? He was like, I'm trying to figure out how to make you my lady and establish a clear line of communication with you. When you find, listen, be clear with your intentions. I had to step back and be like, oh.
Oh, right. What does that even look like? Like, you don't even know.
Jesus, you sent this man.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard somebody say, this is what I want from you. And he did admit, back then, when we were dating the first time.
Wow.
He was not ready.
Well, I mean.
He was not ready for what I was ready for.
Then good. I'm glad y'all didn't. You know what I mean?
The level of woman that I had presented myself back then. And yeah. I guess it's just me being, I was brought up in a home conditioned to be a wife. My parents have been married for 35 years now. I was brought up in a home conditioned to be a wife. So out of habit, I do wife things. Not to force somebody to make me a wife.
Right.
It's just out of habit. That's just how I was raised. And he was not ready for that. And I wasn't forcing that on him either. Goes back to single things.
Mm-hmm.
First off, let me finish that point. Find you somebody with clear intentions and have clear intentions when dating.
Yes.
Don't just
be honest. The world's
too dangerous. Don't be just out here dating with no intentions, no plan, because that'll get you in trouble. Back to what I was about to say. Oh, yeah, I just said it. Have a plan.
You're such an old lady. The world is too dangerous.
It's dangerous out here. It's COVID. COVID out there snatching souls and killing people.
It's COVID. It's COVID. Be clear with your intentions. Listen. In your relationships.
You can start talking to somebody and they can get you COVID. Now you're mad.
Oh. You know what, though? You know what? I was talking to one of my girlfriends and I was like,
I just remembered the point, but keep going.
COVID is like almost like an STD.
That won't go away.
That won't go away for real. Because, watch, you have to, first of all, you contract it.
Yep.
And then you have to go back and trace where you or who you contracted it from. And then, once you contract it, you have to notify.
Oh, man.
You have to notify not only the government, but the people who you have been in contact with. And then those people have to, it is a mess.
COVID.
You're right.
You're
right. The world is dangerous. And you have to protect yourself by wearing a mask.
Yes.
Come on. Oh, see.
Protection.
I'm sorry.
Please wear protection.
Let me make a note for my podcast here.
So while she's making that note, I would tell you what I was thinking. The point I forgot and thought I had said.
Yeah.
Don't rush into any relationships.
Oh,
don't.
Yeah.
Rush to be with somebody. Oh, the end of the world is near. Don't feel like you're running out of time. Mind you, me, like I said earlier, I'm about to be 30, and the pressure of the 30s is tough.
Really? Why?
People want you to have a baby right now. They want you to invest in stocks, drink water, work out, have
own a
baby,
a home,
become a good wife, own a home, be there for your 9-to-5, start a small business. It's like, listen, I will be the first to admit, I'm officially grown. Like the past couple years, I became officially grown like 4 years ago.
Mm.
And it was like, oh wow, I'm not just an adult. I'm grown now.
I'm a grown adult.
Right. And you can't, back to the point, you don't want to force somebody into trying to be with you. Like, don't try to force yourself on the people. Don't try. You can present your best self.
Yeah.
And if somebody is not ready, willing, or deserving of you, please don't try to force it on them.
Yeah.
Don't try to, oh, I can give this girl into thinking that, or into realizing that I'm the man of her dreams.
Right.
Or I can sex this man into realizing I'm the woman that he needs in his life. Ain't no amount of sex. No amount
of gifts, true.
No amount of anything that you could do to force yourself on.
And everybody's story is not like yours where they're, you know, wherein they come back. But sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if that is what God has for you.
Pray about that, too.
Yeah, huh?
Because listen, as I've gotten older, like my relationship with Christ has always been active. But as I've gotten older, you know, you mature in your relationships, and my relationship with God has gotten stronger. So, as for sure, coming up on 30, if there's anybody coming into my life and they have these yes. intentions, and I'm not just dating the date, he has these intentions. Okay, God, is this the man?
Yeah.
He's presenting his intentions. Is this the man that I am supposed to give my time and attention to? And if not, please let me know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the worst thing you can do is get tied up into somebody that and waste your time. The most valuable thing out there is time.
That's right.
You can't get that time back.
It's a dangerous world out here.
Time back. And if they get you COVID and you got to be quarantined for 2 weeks, ooh, you can't get that 2 weeks back. Shut it.
Okay.
You get that Mucinex beer and sit down.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now y'all together. Now y'all got to get married. I wish somebody, if I was dating during COVID and he would have gave me
COVID. And he gave you COVID?
I wear a ring size 9.5. Now we got to get married. We's married. Nah.
That's terrible.
You gave me COVID. That, this is too better for worse.
Why we do that? Why I'm making that face about, like.
They gave me COVID. Well, guys, this is the end of our episode.
Yes.
I really hope you enjoyed it and look forward to a lot. I haven't done a podcast in a while. At the end of COVID, not the end of COVID, at the end of last year, I ended my third season.
Oh, wow.
Trying to reconstruct and rebrand myself. And season 4, it's about to be on and popping.
About to be on and popping.
You ready for more guests, hot topics,
go
and
ahead, girl.
Bigger screens? Work, God, work.
Won't he do it?
Come on, God. Work, God, work. I will be on bigger screens soon. Work, God, work. And I'm not just talking about, you know, a bigger iPad.
Come on, come on.
A bigger computer screen.
Come on.
I'm talking about, like, movie screens.
Come on.
Television sets. Writing, producing, acting.
Preach. Speak it.
Podcasting and getting paid for it.
Hmm.
Work, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, listen, again, this is the end of my episode. My name is Kicking It with Keish. You're watching Keisha. Okay, wait. My name is not Kicking It with Keish.
Nope,
I swear this is water in this cup. My name is Keisha Carter. You're watching Kicking It with Keish. This is Breonna Turner, and we've kicked it. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
God, it's embarrassing.
Just edit.
I'm going to have to.